Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Acts chapter 9, verse 26. I want to make a point that I did not, I made at all in the last couple of days that needs to be made. I talked a little bit about the disciples' acceptance of Saul and what a feather in the cap it was, but I'm referring to the immediate disciples in Damascus. He's spending time with them, according to verse 19. They accept him. They even watch out for him, and they let him down by night over the gate, the wall of the city. But that's the disciples in Damascus. That's not the core group that have still not left Jerusalem, only but briefly. Namely, guys like Peter and James and John. So in verse 26, when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him. Now, the Hellenists are Greek-speaking Jews. When the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. And I want to dwell a little bit today and maybe a little bit tomorrow on this topic of Saul having a difficult time being received by the disciples of Jerusalem. Remember, this is a different group than the Damascus disciples. This is the core. These are the guys that had walked with Jesus on a day-to-day basis, and they are not as accepting of Saul. They're still a little afraid that he might be pulling some sort of trick and trying to infiltrate their ranks. But the longer that they're with him, and really it seems like his advocate here is Barnabas, and Barnabas is a chief character of the early church here in the book of Acts. He will slowly fade as Paul becomes more of the central figure. But Barnabas likes Saul. He embraces him. He seems proud to know him. And because of Barnabas, Saul gets to sort of hang out with the disciples in Jerusalem. And according to verse 28, go in and go out with them. That's just an indication of he ran with them. He was a part of their group. And he begins to speak boldly and dispute an intellectual dispute with the Hellenists, and these are the Greek-speaking Jews, so they're very intelligent. They have, not every Jew had learned Greek. We like to think as we look back that it would have been the common language of the day, but it would have been the intellectual language of the day, and Greek-speaking Jews would have been highly trained. They also, many of them would have been proselytes, having come from other nations. But these Greek-speaking Jews try to kill him, and whenever the disciples of Jesus find out about this, they actually send Paul away. They bring him down to Caesarea, and they send him out to Tarsus. Saul is so zealous for the gospel of Jesus Christ that he actually causes turmoil in the early church, so much so that the church sends him away. And then in verse 31, then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. The church prospered when they got Saul out of the way. So there is something to be said for learning timing and when to speak and when not to. Tomorrow I want to talk about that timing, and how Saul may have learned his lesson, and how it would attribute to great things later in his ministry, and how timing is everything for us as well. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.